It's the 19th hole with Michael Williams.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host, bringing you, as always, and it is my pleasure to bring you the best of the best of the best in golf and golf lifestyle. This week is no different than any other week. We have some amazing guests for you. Joining me on the show today is one of the companies that has just come so far so fast, you can hardly believe it. Blue Tees Golf has just come up just so quickly in the golf world with all kinds of products. They come at it from a perspective of the things both that a player wants on the course and a player needs on the course. And joining me today is going to be Drew Kaler from Blue Tees. He's going to talk to us about all of the wonderful new products they have coming up for this year. There's a whole range of things that are coming out, from the range finders to Bluetooth speakers to launch monitors. They have so many things coming out. I'm so excited to be able to talk to them and get the latest about what they have coming up for you. Also joining us today on the show is Tony Stark of Eastside Golf. And Eastside Golf is an exciting new company that offers just about everything you need on the golf course, from apparel, hats, shoes. They have a great partnership that they have with Nike Golf. They have a lot of things going on them for a small company that is really doing big things, especially the promotion that they did with Bank of America at really the home of golf in the United States, Pebble Beach. They did a great promotion and seminar and club demonstration, a lot of things that they did down there for youth in the Monterey area. It was really a great day for them and for golf. And we're so pleased to have Tony on the show. We're getting deep into the season now. We're getting close to the Masters. I am so excited about getting down there and seeing so many old friends and meeting so many new friends there. When we talk about the season, I think people are more excited about seeing golf too. There seems to be this group that is elevating themselves in the game. We talk about Xander Schauffele. You talk about, of course, Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy. These three players, to me, have sort of asserted themselves as not even a big three. Let's not even call them that right now, but like the three to watch anytime you have an event. And I'm excited about all three of those guys coming into Masters Week. Excited to see how they do in Texas at the events there that they choose to play. Happy to see how they do in Augusta and in South Carolina at Harbortown the week after that, and going on forward into this season. I think that golf, there's many statistics out there that will tell you that golf is doing great as a pastime, as a way for people to spend time. More people are playing golf than have in years. We know that. It's fantastic. It's great. We've done shows about that. I do a lot of work with the industry on that very premise, and so it's wonderful. But I like to see good professional golf too, and I like to see a good professional golf rivalry. So it's really great to see that Scottie and Rory and others are really out now doing the best that they can to win these tournaments, and aren't afraid to say that they are looking at each other. They're trying to beat the other guy, that one person. And I'm excited to see golf again this year. I haven't been for the last couple of years, to be perfectly honest. Golf hasn't been, on the professional level, as exciting as it has been before. I mean, you have Scottie, who's been rather dominant, but he hasn't been dominant in an exciting way. Tiger is, of course, the gold standard for that, because not only did he dominate, he did it in a way that nobody really has ever done it before. He's done things that nobody's ever seen before. So it was kind of his uniqueness in the game that has set such a high standard for people, that it's tough for people, new people, to get into the game that way. But now you have this group of people where you have maybe Tiger's skills have been scattered amongst a few people, you know, with Scottie with his iron play, the precision of his iron play, and you have Rory with his majestic drives. You have Jordan Spieth still putting very, very well. and others who are putting very, very well. You have a series of different skills that are scattered among different players, which makes it exciting from week to week. So I'm looking forward to these next few weeks to see if, number one, the best will emerge from the pack and run continually towards the front of the pack, and two, if the players who I just mentioned will be the players who we see again and again and again towards the top, because I would love to see, I like to see winners. I like to see a domination, you know, a tour where we have nobody winning multiple tournaments. You know, that may be great in the spirit of competition, but it's not great in the spirit of viewership. Let's be honest. People like to see a dominant player. They love to see that, especially in golf. So hopefully we'll get a group of players who are vying for that title starting at the Augusta in a couple of weeks. Can't wait to see it. So, as I said, we got a great show for you today. Sit back, relax, go get yourself a cold beverage and a crunchy snack. We'll be right here waiting for you when you get back. Michael Williams, 19th hole.
Hi, Michael. This is Barbara Nicholas. You've got a great voice. We love hearing what you have to say, and we wish you the best for many years.
Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host and Sherpa, for yet another episode through this grand, glorious scenario that we call golf. There's a lot of products that I like in the golf industry, but there's some that I love, okay? I'm going to be honest. And there's so many things to choose from, so many new ways that we have to enjoy the game, to get better at the game, to keep track of our game. And there are companies that do one of those things. There are only a couple of companies that do all of those things. And one of those companies is Blue Tees. And what's really interesting to me about that organization is not only that they have products in multiple categories, they have leaders in multiple categories, which makes them very, very unique and special among golf organizations. Joining me now to talk about that is the Chief Revenue Officer for Blue Tees Golf, Drew Kaler. Drew, welcome to the 19th hole, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. I really appreciate you having me today, Michael. So thank you so much.
It is our pleasure indeed. And congratulations to you and Blue Tees Golf, because I have literally watched you guys grow and seen the expansion and the perfection of some of your products. And it's just amazing to see how much you have done, where you've gone in a relatively short period of time. And I'll say that's the period of time that I've known you. Just for my edification and for the listeners, why don't you give us a little brief history of Blue Tees Golf, how you got started and how you got to where you are?
Well, first and foremost, before that, I just want to say thank you so much for the support. Means the world to me, means the world to the partners, means the world to everybody that's building Blue Tees behind the scenes. So thank you so much for the support.
Absolutely.
Blue Tees was born out of an idea with a couple of friends back in 2019. The idea for the company was born out of, in our eyes, a need and a necessity. Back in 2019, when we were playing golf, we were becoming more competitive with each other, and we wanted to get a distance measuring device. And at the time, there was really no brand that resonated with us from a price point of view, from a quality point of view, and a brand point of view. And so call it blissful ignorance, call it luck. But we took the leap of faith, my friend, and started Blue Tees.
And where is the company located now? And if you have sort of a mission and vision statement, what would you say that mission and vision was?
Yeah. So, you know, mission and vision is to become the most connected brand in golf through technology, through community, and through brand. And headquarters are down in sunny San Diego, California.
Beautiful. We love San Diego. Yes. So we've I have I could give you a history of the product line, like right here, my golf room here. I have tried so many of your things, and I've absolutely loved each and every one of them. And some of them are still my go-tos, the speakers and things like that. But you have expanded across the golf line. So we have three distinct products to talk about today. So I want to make sure that we get plenty of time to talk about each of them. The first of them is the rangefinders. And yes, I want to talk about your history in the rangefinders and talk about this new product line and what it brings to the table.
Yeah. And so we started the company with point click and shoot rangefinders. It's been the bread and butter in the foundation of the company. And when we started the company, it was all around simple, easy to use point click and shoot lasers that were designed differently. So brand aesthetic and design aesthetic is incredibly important to us. High quality, right? Has to work well, but also an approachable or accessible price point. And so what started out as point click and shoot lasers with those three pillars governing the product development has transformed into now our new line of Captain laser rangefinders that are now Bluetooth connected. So here in 2026, we've actually started shipping to customers. Last week, we've introduced the Captain Pro and Captain Air laser rangefinders. Both of those are Bluetooth connected to the Blue Tees game app for additional, you know, functionality and value add to the golfer.
Interesting. So the difference, talk about the differences between the Air and the Pro. Those are the two models.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So both are Bluetooth connected. So both lasers, when connected to the Blue Tees game app, will allow you to see in the viewfinder your front, center, and back GPS distances. And additionally, both lasers will also enable you, when connected to the Blue Tees game app, to see a personalized club recommendation in addition to our true distance measurement. True distance is our calculated field that takes into consideration things such as weather, wind, slope, altitude, right? So that you can get that true play as number, because we all know if we're in an area that's above sea level, like Lake Tahoe, California, right? You know, elevation is incredibly high, ball flies a little bit further, might be golfing on a hot day, right? We know that ball is going to fly further with your pitching wedge than you're traditionally used to. So that true distance measure pipes in. And so both the Captain Air and the Captain Pro have those connectivity features. And what separates the two lasers from each other are minute differences. So first and foremost would be the housing and the design of the lasers. One of them is black in color, the Captain Pro. One of them is gray in color.
Right.
Choose your own adventure there. But the technology package in the Captain Pro has been slightly upgraded relative to the technology package in the Captain Air. So a few subtle differences to the golfer. One would be the display. So the Captain Pro boasts an OLED multicolor display. So you'll have red text and green text. So when you go to lock onto a flag, you'll get that visual flag lock confirmation in addition to the vibration, where the Captain Air is solely a bright red, high quality LED display. So the glass is a little bit different on both.
Gotcha. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, please.
I just looking at the two, and they contrary to some other products which try to put a lot of the things on the outside, your products look so simple and so sleek on the outside, but it seems like a lot of the technology is really built to perform on the inside and make it easy for the golfer rather than intimidating to use the product.
Yeah, definitely. And the design language of Blue Tees from a product point of view, from a brand point of view, has all been dreamt up and led by one of our co-founders, Brandon Francisco, who's our chief innovation officer. And so that simple, elegant, modern design has been something that has been very important to him as we've built this brand and has really bled through the organization as a core tenet of what we do. Golf is already complex enough, right? So let's help golfers distill a lot of the information, right, in a simple product.
Well, amen and well said for that, because it is hard enough. And the things that are supposed to make it easy should be easy to use. And you've definitely done that. with these products. Let's move on to the second thing, which is the I like the speaker. To talk about that one, because, and let's see, I had so many different names here. Let's see, what is the name of the speaker line, and what does it do, and what's new for this particular
line? Yeah. So for those of your listeners who are familiar with Blue Tees Golf, we launched the Player Plus GPS speaker about two-ish years ago. So the Player Plus GPS speaker is the category leader when it comes to both a speaker and GPS in a singular unit. And so that product in of itself, right, is really built for the golfer who wants the convenience of GPS, but also the enjoyment of music in a singular standalone device. And what separated that device from other speakers in the category will be the 2.4-inch color touchscreen on the device, right? And so you're able to visually see your front, center, back distance to the pin. You're visually able to see your distance to hazards, so on and so forth. And so for 2026, what we're doing, and again, shipping to customers as early as last week, is we've upgraded that Player Plus into the Player Pro. And so a couple of really cool enhancements that we've added in from feedback from our customers would be, one, an upgraded sounds package. And so that device, the Player Pro, has an all-encompassing 360-degree sound package, which we're really proud of. And then secondarily, because of the color touchscreen on there, a big thing that our customers asked us to do was, hey, Blue Tees, we'd like to actually put our phone away. Can you build into this device the ability to input our score directly on device? So now we have on-device scorekeeping, which we're incredibly excited about, which is quite cool. And then the team's actually taken it a step further. So here in April, there will be a firmware release for the device that everybody, for the Player Pro specifically, where you'll be able to actually get a couple of new screens on there. So you'll be able to see a green view that actually has your putting heat map on there, right? So what does the undulation of the green look like, which we're quite excited about, in addition to a full view of the hole itself. So dog leg left, what are those distances, right? Straight fairway. So you'll be able to get some more visual computations effectively of what is in front of you, what are you playing, and then how can we play smarter relative to our game and our capabilities on the course.
That is just positively amazing. And when you look at the photos of this and you see the actually just how beautiful it is in its design and how easy it is to use. It's just a miracle that you can do so many things with this one thing. And I have to go over to the fact that you package this in a speaker, and it sort of points to the fact of how popular it is for people to actually have a speaker with music playing on the golf course. So the growth in the game, these new players that are coming in, they have to be a really key and critical part of your market.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think the thing that really what we've seen is golf is played differently by different people, right? Some people are incredibly talented golfers, right, who are trying to make it to the PGA and Korn Ferry Tour. And that's a very small subset of the population, right? Professional athletes. There's a large population of golfers who are playing at our daily fee courses, like myself, right, who are out there with a couple of friends who are using this as their fitness, right, their camaraderie, their friendship. And so different ways to play the game that I think a lot of people love. And the speaker is a testament to those folks who want to go out there, have a good time, you know, still competitive, still taking it seriously, right, but just enjoying the game in a different and kind way.
We're talking to Drew Kaler of the Blue Tees Golf here on the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. Drew, these products of themselves are just amazing. They just, the look of them is so solid and so sleek. The performance speaks for itself. But you've gotten yourself into what I think is a new category for you. Correct me if I'm wrong. And that is of the launch monitors. And the Rainmaker, in my mind, sort of sets out a new path for you. Is this your first, is the Rainmaker your first foray into the launch monitor area?
It is, Michael.
Let's talk about it, man. Don't be humble.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're incredibly excited about Rainmaker. When we took a step back and looked at, well, how can blue teas continue to differentiate in this space, right? Outside of just the design of the products, the price point, and the way the brand has been represented, one of the things that we saw out there in the marketplace was there's a lot of great standalone technology brands, a lot of great standalone technology products. But as we think about the day-to-day technology products that we interact with, right, at home, whether it's your phone, your computer, a tablet, if you have one, a lot of those products have been designed to work with each other, right? If you have an iPhone, there's a high degree of probability that you probably have a MacBook, right, or an Apple computer,
Correct.
because they work together, they sync, right? Similarly, you probably have Apple headphones and so on and so forth. And so what we wanted to do was figure out a way to connect all of our technology together. So can 1 + 1 = 3? And so a long-winded way of saying the Rainmaker is an incredibly important part of the overall product portfolio. And so Rainmaker is our foray into the personal launch space. It's a $599 launch monitor meant for personal use. We're really excited about this product because it has been designed and developed to both work on and off the course with and without a companion app. And so with that, Rainmaker is a Doppler-based radar with a 4.3-inch full-color TFT screen. So if you go buy one of these at your local pro shop or your local sporting goods store, you can take it straight to the driving range, open it out of the box, power it on, and start hitting golf balls and getting immediate data feedback. So the setup is incredibly simple. It
Okay,
takes 30 seconds, right, to
yeah.
start using it. Now, what makes it special is there's an onboard memory that will store up to 1,000 shots, right? So we're out there on the range. At this point, it is not connected to a companion app. It's storing all that data for you. Now, where Rainmaker and the Captain Pro or the Player Pro speaker, 1 + 1 = 3, is once you connect that Rainmaker to the companion app, all of your data syncs up into your Bluetooth game profile. Now, why is that important? I'm not a very consistent golfer, Michael. Some days I play great. Some days I wonder what's going on, right? Have I ever touched a golf club? And so I say that because our distances ebb and flow with our clubs, right?
Right.
And so with Rainmaker, what's a really exciting piece of that product is it's going to record all of your data, right? So your 7-iron, it's going to give you your actual trend line. How are you hitting it? What's happening? And then when you connect either your Captain Pro laser range finder, right, which has that club recommendation in the viewfinder, that club recommendation is not a set it and forget it when you build your profile. It's actually dynamic and in real time from the data collected by Rainmaker. So now Rainmaker syncs directly with your Bluetooth game app. So does your Captain Pro, so does your Captain Air, so does your Player Pro. So now we're creating this ecosystem of products where your personal launch monitor works and provides additional value to your on-course usage of a range finder or of a speaker. So you get those club recommendations that are hyper-personalized. You get that true distance that's hyper-personalized. I think we've all been out there on the course and seen, 155 and are trying to figure out, well, do I hit a full pitching wedge or do I hit a soft 9-iron or whatever clubs translate, right? And so the goal of this is to, again, take the complex nature of golf, distill it down into something simple, and enable data to actually make your life a little bit easier and hopefully select that club with more confidence and focus on striking the ball versus what's my distance? What do I need to do?
This is all completely fascinating to me. And I have to be honest, I had looked at some of the products and looked at some of the information on the products, but I hadn't really dived into it and understood the connectivity between the products like you just explained it. And I just had this revelation that, Apple to me is the only company, and you may like them or hate them or anything, but they're the only company that really seeks to give you information, to give you a platform, and give you a voice, and give you connectivity between everything that they put out that has their logo on it. And I don't know if there's anybody who's a fan or a former employee or anything like that, but you guys are the only golf company I have ever seen that is seems like it's trying to do what Apple has done. Is that an overstatement, or what do you think?
I think we're the only company that's trying to do it in this way, shape, and form, right? Where the technology has been built to be approachable and accessible. $599 for a personal launch monitor that connects with a laser that's either $249 for the Air or $299 for the Pro. Nothing else like that exists on the market. And so, we like to say one of our slogans is play different, right? And we believe that we're the golf company designed for the modern golfer. And so, again, those initial pillars of accessible price point, high quality products, and unique and modern design that we started the company with are still the core tenets of how we're designing and developing products today. And what we believe is incredibly important as we go and continue to build out this connected ecosystem of products.
No, are all the products that we talked about today available on the market right now, or are some of them still to be introduced? I know we're early in the 2026 season, so I don't know if everything's out there. Is everything out there, or is everything going to be out there in 2026?
Everything that we've discussed will be out here in 2026. And
Okay.
so right now, shipping to customers today, the two new lasers, Captain Air, Captain Pro, and the next generation of our GPS speaker, the Player Pro, all three of those shipping today, bluetoothsgolf.com. And then the Rainmaker is slated for a Father's Day launch this year, 2026.
Father's Day 2026, which good timing on that one, I
Thank
would
you.
say, because you're going to make some dad very proud. I'm very,
Thank you.
very, very happy. As we look forward to what's coming up in the future for Blue Tees, I mean, you guys have a penchant for looking to see what's next. For you, what's next? What are you looking at to either invent or improve that can help the golfer enjoy the game more?
For us, it's our plan of attack and what we believe is vitally important is really creating and continuing to double down on this idea of creating a connected ecosystem. And so a connected ecosystem for us means world-class hardware products that can be used both on and off the course, in addition to world-class software that powers it. And so how can we continue to create this ecosystem of hardware and software that's been designed and developed to make a golfer's life easier? That is the current status of Blue Tees Golf, and that is the future path that we are continuing to double down on.
Well, again, some of these products are just fantastic. I mean, really, not even just fantastic, they're really unique in the industry, both for how they work as a single item, but for especially for how they connect and interplay with each other. For those who want to get their hands on some of this stuff, and I think there's some people who have their pencils in their hand ready to write this down. What is the website again where we can get more information and get some products in our hands?
Yeah, absolutely. Website is bluetoothsgolf.com.
BlueTeesGolf.com. Look, Drew, I want to thank you for taking the time to do this and walk us through some of these new products because they're just spectacular. I've seen and familiar with the work that you've done before, but it sounds like you guys are on a just another level right now. And I can't wait to see, number one, what you have now, and number two, what's coming next. Thanks so much for taking the time to come and talk to us.
No, thank you for taking the time and giving us this opportunity to share a story with your listeners.
You got it, my friend. That is Drew Kaler, the Chief Revenue Officer, and I bet he's a busy boy being the Chief Revenue Officer at Blue Tees Golf. You know, when you look at so many golf companies, and there are great companies that are out there who do really high quality products in a lot of range, and a lot of them are working in the same categories that Drew just described. But to me, the difference is some companies go, "What can we do? What can we do to make this product good?" And Blue Tees goes, "What else can we do? We know what we can do. We can do the best, but what else can we do? How can we make this different? How can we make this special? How can we make this unique in the industry?" And I love a company, any company, that says what else we can do. It tells me that you have forward-thinking minds that are in charge of that company. I think that's what you have at Blue Tees. So I'm so excited about what they will have now, what they have now. And I'm super excited about what they have coming up in the future. Keep an eye on these boys, okay? They are something special. we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to go get a cough drop. And when we come back, we'll have more golf and stuff. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. You know, I have some favorite things in this world. Just like the song says, probably my favorite golf course or golf destination is the historic Pebble Beach Resort. It's just, there's just nothing not to like about it. It's so good. It's so beautiful. It has so much history. There's just nothing not to like about it. Pebble Beach at the top of my list. My bank of choice just happens to be Bank of America. I'm just putting that out there. Please don't hack me. And what's becoming my new favorite apparel company is Eastside Golf. I've looked at some of their stuff, and they're doing some amazing things. Not only things that you can wear, but they're doing amazing things for people. And they recently co-hosted a wonderful collaboration between Bank of America, Pebble Beach, and Eastside Golf out at Pebble Beach. And joining us here to talk about that is the regional sales and marketing manager for Eastside Golf, Tony Starks. Tony, welcome to the 19th hole.
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you. And I got to ask you a question that everybody asks you every day. You are not, in fact, Iron Man, correct?
You know, I'm golf Iron Man. I like to say that. You know, it kind of fits together nicely.
I love it. I love it. We got to do a shirt based on that. We haven't done it yet. You got to do that.
No, I've been one I've had in my back pocket.
Roger that. Well, look, I was just so fascinated when I heard about all the things that happened out at Pebble Beach because, again, I just love the place. They do so much under the radar for the community, for the golf world, even for people that aren't in the golf world. So we'll start off a little bit with Eastside Golf because there's so many brands out there for apparel, but I think you're one that deserves people taking notice. Talk a little about Eastside. When you got started, what your whole method for choosing product is, and what people can look for when they see Eastside.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Eastside is a brand that's really built on a few different principles. One is bringing new people to the game and meeting them where they're at. We've always felt at Eastside that sometimes people can be hesitant to show up to the golf course as their full authentic selves. You know, you got to dress a certain way, you have to act a certain way. And, you know, golf is slowly but surely changing that mindset. And, you know, you see it in different elements of apparel, certainly like things like, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, wearing a hoodie on the golf course was a big no-no, and now everyone does it, right? So we see these paradigm shifts happening in golf, and we like to think that Eastside is a big part of that because we encourage people to be themselves and show up as they are on the golf course, wearing what they would normally wear. And that's kind of what our logo embodies. It's a gentleman on a golf course wearing a hoodie and denim and a gold chain, you know, because that's how he would dress any day of the week. And he shouldn't necessarily have to change that for going to the golf course. So that's kind of our ideal. And we want it to be a symbol of welcoming, of welcomeness and an environment of openness and for you to be comfortable being who you are on the golf course and in a golf space. And that's really what we embody. From a missionary standpoint, from a mission standpoint with our brand. We try to bring that to life through our apparel, really blending lifestyle, streetwear into the golf space in a way that few have been able to do successfully and organically and originally. So we try to do that with every piece that we create, while at the same time certainly being respectful and of the traditions of the game. So along those lines, our two co-founders, Earl Cooper and Elijah Wanajanaku, are both purely authentic golfers. They met playing college golf together at Morehouse College in Atlanta. They won a Division II national title there back in 2010. So they're players, and they're guys who know the game and respect the game and grew up in the game. Earl himself is a PGA professional, PGA of America member. So they hold true to the standards and traditions of the game while also recognizing the need to push it forward and have it be a wider spectrum of people who feel comfortable and welcomed and invited to this game and not necessarily feeling like they have to change themselves to for that to be the case.
Well, all I can say is bravo, well done, and it's about time, because there have been so many companies that have talked about the fact that they're inclusive and changing the game and making people feel more comfortable when they come to the course. And you can talk and say whatever you want, but the product lines actually prove out what you actually believe in your company. And it's so nice to hear people who have an authentic look and an authentic way of talking about the game and what it's for and what their product is for within the game. What kind of products do you offer? Is it shirts, shoes? What do you offer in the Eastside line?
Yeah, we've got a full lineup of soft goods. So we run everything from polos, your tech shorts. We have, you know, player pants. We have hoodies, quarter zips, hats. It's really a full assortment of any golf and lifestyle apparel you can think of. And then beyond that, we also have our footwear line. So one of the things that really pushed our brand forward was a collaboration with the Jordan brand in 2021, where we worked hand in hand with Jordan to create a custom Jordan 4 golf shoe, which to this day resells for Jordan 4s as the highest resale value from 2021 Jordan 4s at about $5,000. And then now we have our partnership with Nike, and we have most lately released an Air Max Plus and a Victory Tour golf shoe that we designed in conjunction with Nike. So we do these footwear collaborations. So we're literally a head-to-toe company. Anything soft goods you can think of. And then on the hard goods side, we've collaborated with Bridgestone and have done our golf ball in that space. And we hope to kind of continue to just test some waters there and see what's possible. But right now we're really focusing in on making sure our soft goods, again, head to toe lineup is as premium as it can be.
Well, I this is all very exciting to me. And just one more question before I get over to the collaboration and the events that you did out at Pebble Beach. When people go to the website, and you'll give us a website soon, what will they see? What kind of design sets you apart from other apparel offerings that are out there?
Yeah, I think you'll see a lot of blended streetwear. So you'll see a lot of our photography, a lot of our model shots are, you know, not on the golf course necessarily. And we want our stuff to be able to transition nicely. And we still want, you know, that same person to have our performance polo in their wardrobe as well for when they are teeing it up. So you'll see a kind of full gamut of different environments on our website from, mm-hmm. you know, golf to, you know, folks on the subway, because we have our headquarters is actually, we're in New York now. So we have, you know, that type of influence on our brand and design inspirations as well. So you'll see folks, you know, anywhere from, you know, a busy street corner in New York to the first tee box wearing our gear. So, and we want to reflect that on what you see in the website. And I think what you'll see right now, and this kind of gets us to our conversation, if you go to our homepage, is our collaboration piece with Pebble Beach. So we're super proud of that one as well.
Terrific. So let's go talk about Pebble Beach. How did that all come together? Well, talk about the event, describe what it was, and then go back a little bit and talk about how you got together with Pebble Beach and Bank of America to pull off this kind of amazing and one-of-a-kind event.
Yeah, so the event was super successful, and kind of the top line of it was the Bank of America Golf With Us Community Day, powered by Eastside. So it kind of started with the impetus of our partnership with Pebble Beach. So we just finished, actually on the 15th of March, closed a 45-day pop-up shop that we had at Pebble Beach. And people hear pop-up and they think, you know, it's a tent or it's, you know, something temporary. Well, Pebble offers a brick-and-mortar 800-square-foot store for their pop-up location. So we occupied that for 45 days. with great success and sailed through results. So we're super stoked about that. And then, you know, within that, we wanted to really cement the partnership and figure out a way to celebrate it in a really cool way that ties into the purpose and mission of Eastside. And for the last several years, we've been conducting events we call Community Days, where we'll go over and essentially it's a golf course kind of takeover. And it's free to play golf for that day for whoever comes out. We kind of buy out the golf course. We'll have local food vendors. We'll have, you know, some instruction for kids. We'll partner with a local, you know, charitable foundation or philanthropic arm to kind of be the recipient and beneficiary of the day. And then we said, you know, why don't we figure out a way to integrate that into what we're doing at Pebble Beach? And, you know, Pebble loved the idea and the concept, and they have a wonderful property there called The Hay, which is a nine-hole par three course that was redesigned by Tiger Woods, in fact, a few years back.
Yep.
And it's a great venue, perfect for our Community Today type of concept. So we wanted to bring that in to the whole ecosystem of this pop-up shop and the partnership. And we were looking for, you know, the right partner to be able to do that. And through some just business relationships and connections, Bank of America kind of became the front runner and apparent partner for that. And they have their own initiative called Golf With Us, which is a national initiative in partnership with Youth on Course, which is another great partner in all of this. And they are a nonprofit that provides affordable access for kids to golf courses across the country. You know, it's $5 or less for them to play a network of thousands of golf courses, and Pebble Beach being one of those courses. I don't know if you know, but kids can play Spanish Bay. And actually, Spanish Bay just shut down for renovation, but prior to that, kids could play it as Youth on Course members for $10.
I did not know that. That's amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
And then they could also play The Hay for $5, so super cool. So with that, Bank of America said, hey, you know what? We love your community angles. We have this initiative, Golf With Us. We have our partner in Youth on Course, which I'm also familiar with, and we at Eastside are familiar with. And we said, it makes perfect sense, right? It's really rare where you can have so many different entities kind of come together, and you can clearly see that there is a through point within all of them. So that was the case in this partnership. And as our co-founder, Earl, so eloquently put it, it's where business and purpose are both elevated, and the impact is real. So that's kind of the impetus of it. And this past weekend on the 14th of March, we had more than 80 kids from Youth on Course, from Boys and Girls Club, and from the First Tee come out to experience The Hay and have a clinic conducted by Earl and Elijah Wan. And to win some great prizes, have some great food, listen to some great music. It was all great vibes and one of the most beautiful places in the world. So, and all free for them. So it was all about access, opportunity, and showing these kids what's possible if you stick to the game of golf.
We're talking to Tony Starks, the regional sales and marketing manager for Eastside Golf. You're on the 19th hole. Michael Williams, still your host. I think this sounds like an amazing event. I wish I had been out there to see it, because not only is it one of my favorite places, to have something like this that's so worthwhile going on, the atmosphere must have been absolutely electric to feel the energy from those kids and the people who are contributing to their connection to the game of golf. Talk to me a little bit about what Eastside feels about how golf connects to kids and their well-being. A lot of people talk about that and do a little bit with it and that sort of thing. You seem dedicated to it. What is your feeling as a company about how golf connects people, not only to the game, but to each other?
Yeah, you know, there's one thing, and I'll give like a kind of anecdotal thing, and then I'll jump into maybe a little bit more detail on it. But sure. During the event, I was standing there with the regional bank manager from Bank of America in the Monterey region. Her name was Jennifer. And, you know, she's kind of, you know, we were just kind of chatting. And then, you know, we took a second to kind of look around. And, you know, I made the observation that, you know, sometimes you go to a golf event, people are kind of spread out. People are over here at this hole, they're over here or that, you know, whatever the case may be. People were like close. People like in their tight groups, they're like standing together. They were all like, there was probably 50, 60 people. We were all kind of grouped in the same area, you know, and you could see smiles and conversations and good energy, and you felt it, right? And people were generally wanting to be with each other. And there was a sense of unity, which I thought was really cool. And I think golf does that, right? Golf has the ability to do that when positioned the right way.
Yeah.
And I think that that's just kind of one little story from this weekend that I think kind of showcased, you know, why and how we're dedicated to it. And then on the youth side, it kind of goes back again to our founders and their story a little bit, because they both grew up as kids playing golf. And Elijah Wan, who was there, said to me multiple times over this weekend, like, I can see myself in these kids. You know, we were out playing. We actually got to play with a couple of kids at the end. It was free play. So we went out and paired up with a couple of kids and started playing a few holes. And, you know, and there were kids that just didn't want to come off the golf course, right? And then, there were kids that just got there. There's some kids, obviously, who had played many times before and who were experienced players, and others who were brand new to it. And on both sides of that spectrum, there were kids that didn't want to come off the golf course. So he was saying that, you know, I could see myself in these kids and knowing that when you start getting that love for the game early on, it can take you a lot of different places. Our guys know that, you know, from their personal experiences. So that's partly why we're so invested into it. It's real to us. It's personal to us. It's our lives. I'm very much the same way. I started not quite as early as they did. I probably started playing pretty consistently as a teenager. It's, you know, ingrained in who we are. We're real golfers. We love the sport and we want to see it grow to a better place.
Exactly. And so what's next for Eastside Golf? Will you be doing this thing as an annual event? Was it a one-off? Or are you doing other things in other parts of the country? What are some of the other things that we can look forward to for Eastside connecting with the golf community?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting that you mentioned you would like to see and feel one of these events. We actually have one coming up in May in Philadelphia at Cobbs Creek. If you're familiar with the Cobbs Creek story, it's an amazing one as well. 1916, the course opened up. It's, you know, a municipal Philly course. And from day one, women and people of color could play. So it has a history of inclusion. It's where Charlie Sifford really cut his teeth as a golfer. And now Tiger Woods is redesigning that golf course. They've built a TGR learning lab there on the property. It's a new range, a museum, a restaurant, all that good stuff. So while the course is not open yet, the full course is not set to open, I believe, until 2027. There's a short course that's open. The range is open. So we'll be hosting a community day event there in May. So we'd love to have you out for that one, Michael, if you want to make the quick drive up.
Well, you had me at hello. I'll definitely be there to come and see all the good that you are doing. And again, the combination of doing good for the game and doing well in the game with the products that you're producing, that's a rare thing to do. So I really appreciate that. For people who want to take a look at the product and get there first, because it sounds like an amazing product, give me a website where people can go visit and take a look and maybe grab a few things.
Yeah, for sure. You know, people can find us on eastsidegolf.com. And again, you can follow us on Instagram as well, at eastsidegolf. So we also pride ourselves on being present there and our social content and being approachable to the masses in that way.
Perfect. Eastsidegolf.com is where we can get it, right?
That's correct.
Perfect. And where are you based on? Are you out of California? What part of the country are you in? Because I may come see you and play golf where you are.
I am in California. Yeah, I'm based in the San Diego area.
San Diego. Sounds good. Torrey Pines, you and me, right?
Let's do it.
Done. Book it. All I need to do is find a day and a ticket. So we'll make sure that happens. So, but okay. Tony, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about this amazing event that you held with Bank of America, with Pebble Beach. And we wish you the very best in everything that you have going forward. And when you have something else to report, remember you always have a soapbox to stand on and a megaphone to shout through right here on this show, okay?
Michael, I appreciate that. And thanks for your time.
You got it. That is Tony Starks, the Regional Sales and Marketing Manager for Eastside Golf. I started in this game. You all know I started very, very late. And when I started operating the three D.C. golf courses, one of them, which is Langston Golf Course, which is the first Earl golf course to allow African-Americans to play there. It is a singular distinction to work with people who advance young people of all stripes, no matter what you might be on the inside, you are a person on the inside as well. And it is so encouraging to see these people doing this thing for the game. It really is. And I can't wait to see what else they're doing in terms of product line. I can't wait to see what they're doing in terms of advancement of the game, making the game more available, affordable, accessible. These are all things that we all want. And kudos to those who actually make them happen, including those good folks over at Eastside Golf. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more golf and stuff. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Well, that's it, and that's all for this edition of the 19th Hole. I want to thank our very special guest, first Drew Kaler from Blue Tees Golf. Blue Tees is one of the most innovative and most forward-thinking companies in the market today, golf or anywhere for that matter. And if you have a chance to try their products, I highly recommend them. They are durable. They are beautiful. They are extremely functional, and I think they set the standard for what golf is now and where it's going in the very near future. Also want to thank Tony Starks of Eastside Golf. It's so encouraging to hear how the game is being lifted and spread among so many new players, especially these days. And thank you to Tony for giving us his viewpoint of how they want to help grow the game and also help grow your appreciation of the game through their products that they offer, whether it's apparel, shoes, all those things. Thank you, Tony, for doing that. You can get this show, listen to this show and every other show just like it, the 19th Hole, on great networks like Apple Podcasts. You can listen to it on Spotify and virtually any place where you can get high quality podcast productions. You'll find us there. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Please, the golf season is coming, so you don't want to miss any upcoming shows. We'll have one for you every week. So in the meantime, the leaves are out, the birds are singing. Go get your golf clubs, head to the course, hit some balls. When you do, try your very, very best to hit them straight. Michael Williams, 19th hole.